I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ooh, people, oh, yeah. Cause I'm riding.
You can say hi. That's what the song's about.
I try not to.
As a culture, we've shifted and accepted that as that's not legal here. But that's, anyway, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Second hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. College football corner. four new national champions in football, or actually one, but four handed out over the weekend. We'll get to that. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
You know, whenever I go like to my kids' game, I always carry the same water bottle. And sometimes you forget that you put the daddy juice mix in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got that nice little pull off of this, off of Saturday.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I've been marinating for this. Marinating since Saturday up in there.
What is it? Is a mix of something?
Oh, no, it was Tito's, but I put water on top of the Tito's.
So. Oh, yeah, so nice.
Yeah, so, but good. The whole bottom was, I didn't even think about it this morning.
Because it's separated,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Yeah, buddy.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun 2 hours right now if I keep drinking it over there, so I'm going to put that down. What? Oh, we have no water up here.
I just filled mine up in the bathroom.
I'm with you right there.
It's warm.
Huh?
It's warm.
It's lukewarm.
It was not lukewarm. I filled it up once and it was lukewarm, and I was like, oh, I'll flip the thing. Then it'll be cold?
Uh-huh.
No, then it was hot.
Yeah.
So I got hot water. Now, the boss was in there while I was doing it, like the big boss,
uh-huh.
And I kind of subtly was like, hot water. Going to be drinking some hot water. Maybe it'll be good for my radio voice.
Yeah.
Just trying to nudge, like, we don't have water on the ninth
man.
Floor.
Yeah, they're getting it about the 6th, 13th.
The Flint, Michigan of the radio
station. They're about to fix the third TV up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are they?
I don't know. that ladder been here since last week.
Yeah. So. The engineer was in here on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Messing with it. And I was like, that TV hasn't worked since pre-COVID.
Yes.
Like, that wasn't even a COVID casualty.
Yes.
That thing went out in 2018 and just hadn't been working.
Yes.
The one in the middle was standard definition for a while.
Yes.
But it looks like they got HD back, which is good. And the one on the left's been going strong. So we're good. We're 2 out of 3.
Yeah, we're in there. We're in here. We should be watching it anyway.
Nah,
we should be focusing on our jobs.
Exactly. We got a big important sports to talk about. So let's do it.
What's somebody got going up?
Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Oh, that one right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. A couple teams have named their starting quarterbacks, teams that we didn't know. Cleveland's going to start Joe Flacco. Okay.
No surprise. I mean, that was the plan the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was basically.
And he hasn't played, so they could keep him healthy and all that.
Yeah, he's going to play this weekend. They're going to try to have more like a dress rehearsal for this game right now, so you'll get an opportunity to see. He ain't going to play more than a series or anything like that, but you get an opportunity to see him.
So he'll be the starter in Cleveland, at least when the season gets underway. Daniel Jones is going to be the starter in Indy. That's a bit more of a surprise, just back to the beginning.
Yes.
Now, having seen Anthony Richardson play and all that, it's not that much of a surprise. Shane Steichen also said that this is for the year.
Yeah.
Like, this is our plan.
Yeah.
We don't want to have a short leash and be going back and forth and all that. So you kind of read the tea leaves in the first segment before we heard that. Now we've heard that or read it. That's bad news for Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I mean, you notice that Cleveland has not said that. That week one, Joe Flacco is going to be our starting quarterback. I do think Joe will be there for about a month, and then you'll start giving these other guys shots. The only thing about that is Kevin Stefanski knowing that, he's up against it because he's going to lose his job.
Well, both those guys are, right?
Andrew Berry didn't do anything. He didn't want Deshaun Watson.
I don't mean him. Oh. I mean Shane Steichen and Indy. And Stefanski in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Both those guys are
no doubt about it.
And, put up or shut up.
I'm sure Ballard's right there with him. I don't know if they fire Andrew Berry. I think he's a really good damn general manager. That whole Deshaun Watson stuff, that wasn't on him. So whatever.
That's right.
But whatever. But still.
Owners
like to blame. And he's already come out and all those other things. So who knows how that goes. But no, this is a situation where you got Daniel Jones trying to save an organization, general manager, and head coach's job.
Yeah.
That don't sound too
bad. Have you seen the Browns schedule, by the way, for Joe Flacco to face?
It's really, pretty bad.
Really hard.
It ain't no harder than the one Falcons have. Because they play, both of them play.
It's a little harder.
But
the Browns don't have a Panthers in there.
Yeah. Do they? No, they don't.
They
play Minnesota.
I'm sure the Lions logo is blue and kind of looks similar.
They play like all double digit.
They got
win
the
teams.
Bengals, the Ravens, the Packers. The Lions, Vikings in London, the Steelers.
Yeah, they got a rough one.
They're going to be 0-6.
They got a rough patch coming. That's why you let Joe see if you can get Joe Flacco to take these lumps.
Yeah.
Because, we talked about with Mike with the schedule here. I mean, you talking about Michael Penix going up against his second game, his first game on the road going against Brian Flores.
Yeah, that's right.
That's going to be it's going to be a challenge for anybody to do that. But, if you're Cleveland, you got to get a sense of what you have in the young players. You have to because of the fact is that you got two first-round picks. Jacksonville ain't going to be no better. So you're going to probably get two top 10 picks to be able to see if you can go find a quarterback next year.
Yeah, that's tough, man. It sucks to go into the year kind of knowing that's your fate. Yeah, that is their fate.
Because if they can find a way, Bunk, to get their starting quarterback of the future to be a third or fifth rounder, then you can use those two first.
That would be great.
Yes.
That would be great. Yes. If Gabriel or Sanders can emerge as that and they can feel – any sort of good going into next year, then you're right. Then whatever else problems you have, and they have plenty of other problems, they're the Cleveland Browns, you can address those with those top picks. This will be, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 straight years where the Colts have had a different starting quarterback.
Unbelievable. Since Andrew
Week
Luck.
Week one.
Since Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, 2018, Jacoby Brissett, 19, Phillip Rivers in the COVID year, Carson Wentz in 21, Matt Ryan in 22, Gardner Minshew in 23, Anthony Richardson last year, and now Daniel Jones this year.
Can't win.
Nope.
Can't cuss the win.
It's brutal.
You can't.
Brutal, brutal. All right, we know who the starter is going to be in Cincinnati. He played last night.
So damn good.
First and goal from the 5 for Cincinnati. The Bengals go empty. Burrow to throw. His pass into the end zone is caught by Charlie Jones in the back right corner of the end zone for the touchdown.
Nice job, Charlie. Good route.
There you go.
Just so good.
I guess the jury's in. Joe Burrow's pretty good.
He's so damn good, man. He is an outstanding player, and they're not doing justice by him, as far as – because their defense stinks.
Yeah.
And it was bad. It was bad with Trey Henderson on it.
Yeah.
So, it stinks. I wonder how that's going to play. I was looking – like, if he's not on the roster week one, like, as far as active, and they put him on whatever list that is, this is $1 million.
He's out $1 million.
Yeah.
If he's healthy and doesn't play week one.
Yeah.
I know they're trying to trade him.
We mentioned yesterday. But I mean, if I'm the Patriots, I got two options if I'm the Patriots. And this is just me thinking that if I'm them, I'm going to call Dallas first. And I'm going to say which y'all want for Micah. Because they got two ones.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say call Cincinnati. I got a one. And we were talking yesterday, they want a young player too. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about the kid from Georgia Tech that's up there. Would you ship him in a first round for Trey Hendrickson? And a new contract for Trey.
If I'm who?
Patriots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I want Trey Hendrickson on my team.
Yeah.
And then if I'm Cincinnati, I'd probably do that too, just to get it over with. You get a good player and a draft pick back, and then the saga is over. But I don't know. That would be interesting for sure. Doesn't it just feel like some team that doesn't need him is going to get him?
Like Philadelphia. Like the damn Eagles.
Or like the Bills or somebody like that. Doesn't it seem like somebody's the rich is just going to get richer off this thing?
Yes.
Because
Baltimore.
Exactly. Like that's my mind. That's where my mind goes with all of this. Is like some team is about to get like the piece that puts them over the top to get into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm fine with me if that's what ends up happening to him. But it sucks that this is still going on.
It does, man. Because this right here, man, I mean, you think about – and it's so crazy because they show videos of Micah at practice. He looks miserable. Because at the end of the day, I'm a damn football player. But I understand the business of the business. This here between him and Jerry is just personal.
Yep.
Jerry feels like I had a deal – and you went back on it, so take it or leave it. I'm not dealing with nobody but you. That's what this seems like with me. It don't seem like the whole typical Jerry thing. Like he'll get him signed because they play on opening night. He'll get him signed that Thursday, so that could be the headline or something. I don't know.
Between now and when the season starts for college and pro, I think we'll probably do some like we've done a lot of preview stuff, but we want to do some like prediction stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do any of that? You think?
Okay.
I think I know who I'm picking for MVP in the NFL.
Okay, I'll wait. Are you gonna tell me?
I'll keep it to myself.
Okay. All right, no problem.
No, I think Joe Burrow. I'm picking Joe Burrow.
Dude, he's just so good, man.
It just seems he's on the rampage this year. If he can stay healthy,
obviously. But it's hard for him to win. It's hard for any MVP to win when your team stinks.
That's right. And you can't win an MVP if your team doesn't win like 11, 12, 13 games. Yeah. Like you have to be on a good team in order to win the MVP, which they might not be. So maybe that's not a great pick. Here's Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams' performance in the second game.
Caleb made a couple big-time throws, in my opinion, to keep that drive going and some explosive plays there. And so it was good. It was good to see.
Yeah, exactly what I wanted to see from Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that they tried to give him more than he needed to have and see how he handled it. And he had his ups and downs. Now they're simplifying everything. The kid has a whole bunch of talent. But, I mean, he's so – he's such a ad lib player that Ben wants him to work in more structure. That's all he's trying to get him to do. I mean, think about all the sacks he took last year. Mm-hmm. We had some fun with that last week. Less of those. Now, it was easy, a lot of easier reads. Buffalo didn't really do anything. But at the same time, if he looked like crap, we talk about him looking like crap.
But that's good. If it's easy, then make the layups, like we talk about with Michael Penix. I just, you know. Nice to see him go out there and execute a pretty easy game plan.
Did well.
Just to kind of keep the narrative back a little bit because it was getting pretty nasty surrounding
Caleb
Williams.
Make a break season for Caleb Williams. Like, he played 17 freaking games.
And he's got a new everything. Yes. Like, everything's new on that offense. I understand it's microwave society, but like,
damn,
give the guy a minute. But I also like what you were talking about. That's what I had read, that they just kind of overwhelmed him with offensive info at the beginning of camp, and now they're kind of narrowing it into what he can do.
Yes.
Which, that's what you should be doing.
What does he do best?
They said,
let's do this.
The analogy I heard, and I love it, was they're trying to make him drink from a fire hose.
Yes.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, man. But that's what but that's what they do, Andy, when you're sitting there like, and I know I've seen it where a point where you're like, damn, how much work can I take in?
Right.
Yeah, like, it's like, one of my favorite was Married with Children when they were trying to get Kelly to study for, like, some kind of test, and they fed her all his info and didn't try to put, and then when they told her something, it would go out. That's how you feel when everything is like, damn, let me be a rookie.
Uh-huh.
And that's, well, quarterback is even worse.
The Dolphins signed Matthew Judon.
He wore orange sleeves, right?
Has to.
Yeah, got to wear the orange sleeves.
Long sleeve guy.
Yeah, long sleeve, orange sleeves.
Well, he was pretty sure that it was the Falcons that led to his season last year, and it wasn't him. So we'll find out in Miami this year.
Yeah.
You knew for sure he wasn't coming back here with some of the offseason comments that he had made. He was like, that wasn't me. That was on them.
We'll see.
All right, we'll see. I don't disagree.
Because you're getting there at the same time.
The defense last year was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Now, sometimes you can go above and beyond.
Yeah, you are allowed to play.
Yeah, you are allowed to play a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw this that Justin Jefferson expected to return to practice. Like, he misses a whole lot of time with them hammies.
He does.
As great as he is, that's his Achilles, is them damn hammies.
It's kind of funny.
What's that?
His Achilles is his hammies?
Ah, damn. Don't want him to get hurt. But no, he is.
His hammies are his hammies.
But I mean, it's every year. It seems like it's something to do with the hamstring. So, but he's such a damn great player. So he knows how to manage it. But he's finally going to get back. There was nothing else.
That was pretty big stuff. Starters getting named?
Jaden Daniels, yeah. Nice touchdown run last night.
Also good.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah. Like, everybody's like, get out. Like, he's a football player. He's going to get tackled.
I know. It's one of those things.
He's going to get tackled.
Where it's like, play him. But then when they play him, it's like, get down.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
Yeah, because what's my lady?
Don't hit him.
Lisa Salter was like, why didn't you just get down? He's like, well.
I'm trying to score a touchdown.
I don't know. He's trying to score a touchdown.
They shouldn't have played me if they didn't want me to
get
hit.
But they had some nice plays. Nice play Debo opened the game up on the speed
sweep. Nice to see Debo
like,
out there.
There's Darius. Yep. They go, that's why I said Cincinnati Bengals defense sucks and they stink.
Both of those things.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. Auburn football won 4 national championships over the weekend.
Come on, man.
Congrats.
Come on, man.
Hang the banners. Do they do 4 different banner hangings this season? Or just one?
All right. Between this and the Cam Newton thing, which is rightfully deserved.
Well, that one's good. They should be retiring Cam's jersey.
How bad are they going to be?
They also have 3 quarterbacks, 3 play callers, 4 new national champions. Cam Newton retired. Yeah, they're trying to distract.
Yeah, Auburn's trying to distract from something.
They're trying to distract. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. About 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get into a college football corner in just a minute as well.
John Wall retired. I thought John Wall retired 3 years ago. I honestly did. I thought he retired. I thought when it. Freeze Gold when he signed with Houston, they were like, yeah, or was it Clippers? They're like, yeah, we good, John.
Those are kind of the two places people go, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah.
Well, we cool. Houston, I think, paid him to go away.
Okay, that's what
And then
was.
I think he was on a roster last year.
With the Clippers,
year.
Right?
Yeah, and again, that would make sense. Everybody plays for the Clippers.
Yes, they do.
Bradley Beal plays for the Clippers now. Like, they're signed. They'll sign anybody who's over the age of 30 that at one point got paid a lot of money. Yeah, I don't know. John Wall is a really unique career.
Such a good player, man.
I would say
great
player.
Great like, player when he was
obviously,
right.
Obviously, Kentucky John Wall was like a phenomenon. And then early career NBA Washington Wizard John Wall was really, really good, man. That guy was awesome. And then injuries and whatever.
Who was better at that time, the career, him or Baron Davis?
Oh, of like what time?
Like, no, of like.
Because Barron's was so weird. It was
Barron
so
was weird, but like his first, say, like five.
Because again, John Wall had a better first five.
First five.
But Barron, like, because he was hurt half the time.
Right,
but then he'd come back.
Yeah.
And then, like, because it was like, he was Hornets Barron was pretty fun.
Yes.
But no one really noticed because it was the Hornets. But then obviously, Golden State, like him and Steven Jackson and Monta Ellis that won that series as an eight seed.
Against the Spurs, right?
John Wall doesn't have a moment like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that moment that when they won that series and then they played, I think they played the Jazz in the second round, right?
So long ago. I remember they won eight.
Remember when he dunked on Kirilenko?
Yes, and then pulled his shirt up and had that back brace on it.
His tummy?
Yeah. Yes. Just jammed all over him.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm partial to Barron. Barron's best was so good.
That, you
Very
talk,
underrated
You want
player.
To talk about a guy. I just remember college when he had the
UCLA
knee.
Barron?
And when he had, you remember he had that big ass Don Joy brace on and took off. That was his jump leg, and took off with that damn brace, and damn near ripped the whole damn rim down.
Yeah,
I'm like, who the hell is this guy, Barron Davis? I'm like, oh my god,
because he was always a little bit, you know, he was never like the most toned up guard.
Yes,
but he was bouncy, man. Dude, like he would jump over anybody.
Dude,
UCLA Barron was crazy, and then there was before you know his knees totally went terrible. Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah,
but you make a good point though. Like there's guys like that who like didn't. Didn't Phillip Rivers just officially retire like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Retired 3 years ago.
Yeah, retired 3 years ago.
I guess like, if you don't file the papers, you're not retired or?
No. I don't know how to figure. Just say you retired. I don't want to play no more.
Like, does Phillip Rivers Hall of Fame countdown start at the last game he played, right?
Yes.
It doesn't start once you officially retire.
No.
And that's the thing is like, with the NFL, there's always the arguments about who gets in, who does. I bet Phillip Rivers eventually probably gets in the Hall of Fame. John Wall for sure goes to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, NBA.
Everybody goes to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
He's a five-time All-NBA player.
Yeah.
He was a All-SEC player.
Uh-huh.
He was a player of the year. And then they won a natty, right? Or was it Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis won.
Him and DeMarcus Cousins didn't
win
a national championship, but they were so good.
Yeah.
And then he probably did some stuff with Team USA. It all factors in.
Somewhere
like
or
as long as you were, if you got a max contract in the NBA,
you're going to be a Hall of Famer.
You're probably going to the Hall of Fame. That's pretty much what it is. Like that's, and then I don't know. Again, but I like that. I like that they celebrate their history.
All right, come on, man. Let's get to Auburn, man.
Oh, all right, let's get to Auburn.
I'm ready to make fun of some people.
Let's do it.
I'm ready to make fun of some folks. All right.
Yep. Congratulations are in order. The Auburn Tigers.
Yes.
Have won four more national championships in football.
Yes.
They are now a 9-time national championship-winning college football
player. And the thing about it, Andy, when I saw this, I thought it was a joke. I was like, ha, 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 this is a joke. No, they're really serious.
Yeah, they're serious.
And okay. The 04 team, I know this team well. Obviously, Ronnie and Cadillac and Jay and Carlos and all of them on that team. Great damn team.
They went undefeated,
were a great team. And, yes, they probably would have won a national championship that year. But that was the BCS.
Yeah.
And they got hosed. They got hosed that year. But they didn't win it. You know? But they're gonna just claim it?
I guess.
What I'm saying. Like, you're just gonna claim. Who was that damn team? Central Florida. Remember that?
Yes.
Yes. When they beat Auburn. Did they beat Auburn that year?
And they went undefeated.
Yeah, they beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl or something.
They didn't get a chance to play in the was it the playoff or was that still the BCS? I think that was the playoff era. My problem with like I kind of have a problem with it. I kind of don't. Like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, well,
nobody cares.
Right.
USC won that national championship because it was the BCS and they played Oklahoma and they beat them 55-19.
Yes.
And that USC team was pretty good.
Loaded.
Would Auburn have beat them? I don't know. It would have been really cool to see them play.
Yes.
And now we're in an era where if both of those teams had the seasons that they had, they would end up playing
yes.
because there's more. So that's yes. why I kind of
yes.
err on the side of now is yes. better in some ways. But it's hard to claim a national championship in a year where there literally was a criteria for crowning one.
Yes.
Now, if you're going to claim the 1913 national championship, which they are.
They're claiming.
Can't argue with it.
1913, 8-0 title belongs to Harvard, who is 9-0. Okay.
Sure.
They were 8-0-1 in 1914.
Okay.
The title belonged to Army.
All right.
In 1957, 10-0, finished number one AP. That's the real title. Technically, they say real title.
Okay.
All right. 1958, they were 9-0-1. Title belonged to LSU, who was 11-0.
Okay.
In 83, they were 11-1. They were number three in the, I guess, in the AP poll, 11-1 Miami. They finished number one. Back then, Miami won the title.
Now, I will say this. As a school, as a fan of a school that claims a couple
yes.
fishy national championships,
right.
I'm not on great ground here to make fun of right. Auburn.
I
will say, here's what we just quietly put the thing up in the stadium. We didn't do a big, like,
yeah.
announcement. In the middle of the offseason,
yes.
claiming these four new ones. We just showed up. It was my sophomore year. We showed up my yeah. sophomore year, and all of a sudden, there was two new flags up there.
And I have no problem with that. But this like, one, right, now this,
won the
now
1960
this one,
national championship.
Hey, now this one here, that 93 team, they were rugged, dude. They were. That was under, I think that was under Coach Bowden. And they were 11-0, but something happened because they were dealing with Terry Bowden, so mm-hmm. they got suspended mm-hmm. and all that. And, mm-hmm. and so it was all voided out. Then, of course, 2004, they won the one with Cam. But then that 04 team was loaded.
Here's the real question: What are they trying to cover up?
I don't know.
What are they trying to?
Because I know some stuff came out over the weekend, which still I told you weren't here yesterday, but I said my new phrase has to be from now on is like, is really that serious? Because like a coach yelling at a quarterback because obviously Hugh Freeze was yelling at his quarterback did something wrong or something and got called on videotape. Oh, he's giving it to him.
You mean he was coaching?
He was coaching him.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's why I said, is it really that serious that we got to view? So I don't know what's going on at Auburn. Why did this come up?
I understand the Cam thing. Yeah. Retire Cam Newton's jersey.
Yeah, I understand all that.
Yeah, Auburn's going to retire Cam Newton's jersey during the Georgia game on October.
Yeah, all this other stuff. I don't, but whatever. Each his own, man.
Well, there's two big stories that came out of Auburn this yes. weekend, right? Or three, I guess, if yes. you include the Cam Newton jersey, which, again, do it, of course. Makes yes. sense. Four new natties, which, fine. We're going to make some fun of it, but who cares? They finally kind of got an answer on play calling and
yes.
quarterback. They're planning on playing three quarterbacks yes. against Baylor week one.
Yes, I saw that.
That's not a good situation.
No.
So maybe that's why they're doing this. He also is talking about how there's going to be multiple voices in play calling,
yes.
which that's not great.
Like,
obviously the head coach has final veto power.
We asked all these years why Hugh Freeze was not allowed back in the SEC.
Maybe we know now.
Maybe we damn know now. But I'm just saying, my thing, and it's another thing, because, you know, the banners and the flags hang up with the championships on them, and I'm trying to remember, at Auburn, do they have it, like, on, you know how they have it on, like, the thing around it, they have the block letters uh-huh. that say National Championship. Are they going to do that?
I think probably.
Wow. I want to see them do
or
that.
Like, the one that, again, in Husky Stadium that just says National Championships.
Is it a flag or is
well,
it?
Well, there's multiple.
Okay.
There's multiple.
Yeah.
There's flags that fly in the yeah. West End Zone.
All right.
And then there's a thing on, like, the, you know, that,
yeah.
the, whatever you call that.
Yeah, the thing.
The thing.
Yeah, we talked about the same thing.
And it says National Championships, and then it has the years.
Yes.
And they added two of them.
They did.
In an offseason.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, cool.
So okay, so that's what I'm talking about. So is Auburn going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you?
I
if you're
going to
claim them.
Yeah, dog. Nah, because a lot of people think they're going to beat Georgia this year. That's a hard. That place has always been horrors for us. Mm-hmm. I would not. Jordan Hare has always been sure. a house of horrors for the dog.
2 years ago was just
yes.
a crazy football
yes.
game.
Yes. I mean, Brock Bauer saved the day.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's what I was talking about. If it's going to be one of those, and then are they going to add, like, four more years on there? That'd be something.
I just always, like, as a fan, I have a hard time, if I'm in a debate with another fan of another team or something like that, I got a hard time really being too cocky about anything that happened before I remember.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't really be screaming about the 1960 Washington Huskies.
But sometimes
apparently
you can.
They were quite good, but yeah. Who knows?
It's so crazy because that one show, I remember a couple years ago I was telling you about Saturdays Down South, the one that was on ESPN Plus, and they talked about, I don't know if it was Georgia or Alabama, they drove the train all the way out to the Rose Bowl to play Washington in the national championship.
Right.
Now, look, they rode a train from Alabama, okay? They didn't fly.
Right.
I think they played Washington in the national championship. I think it was.
Yeah, I mean, if we're traveling by train and there's no TVs and not everybody's
or
allowed to
Georgia.
Play.
Somebody played Washington out there.
Then your national championship has an asterisk next to it.
I can't do the asterisk.
Well, not an asterisk.
There's still people.
There's people that
might be still alive. When Auburn, you know, won in 1913 that they're claiming.
No way. No way. No way.
These are people that would have been watching football before the Titanic.
Those people are 135 years old. If they are, I need to know what they're taking. We need to know what they're taking. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Day? Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Lots going on in the NFL coming out of week 2 of the preseason. Starters being named. Holdouts continuing. Pretty quiet up there in Flowery Branch, which I think is probably for the best, given the time of year that it is. Brandon Adams will join us at 1:20. Second scrimmage for the Georgia Bulldogs as well. So we'll see if Brandon got to talk to some of the rich folks that got an opportunity to watch the practice and see what they thought about what happened in scrimmage number two. We'll get to an AMA in an hour.
Because we're talking about NFL quarterback naming. A lot of them in college also.
Yeah, that's right.
Just saw that Notre Dame is starting. C.J. Carr is going to start for them at quarterback.
Okay.
Cal starting the freshman over the kid with Devin Brown that came from Ohio State. Now, he's the freshman that transferred after like coming in for like the spring session or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So he's like, he's going to be
Cal. You want to take a crack at the freshman starter for Cal?
Jerron Kiwu Sagapalute.
Pretty, yeah. Close enough, probably.
Sagapalute.
I don't know.
French?
I probably, Sagapalutele looks like maybe Samoan. Or some sort of like Pacific Island kind of.
I did say French, didn't I?
Well, could be French.
It could be.
You never know.
Yeah.
I don't know where these people are from.
Yeah,
there's
man.
A French Polynesia, right?
Well, they do, actually. They do, actually, Abe.
Jerron Kiawe. Maybe he's like, both. I don't
French
know.
French and Samoan.
Yeah, French and Samoan. It happens.
It does. Yeah, it does. It I'm sure they had some stuff down there.
Steve Angeli is going to be the starter at Syracuse as well. And he's a kid that was the backup at Notre Dame last year. And so now he's up there with Fran Brown at Syracuse. They get good transfers.
They do.
At Syracuse.
Fran can get you, though.
And their offense is fun.
Fran's a hell of a recruiter, man. For sure. He's a hell of a recruiter, hell of a football coach, too. But, yeah, so there's a couple more guys that will be coming. I'm sure there's nothing major. You were telling me who's going to wear number 47 play quarterback?
Oh, yeah. What's his name? The quarterback at BYU.
Uh-huh.
Bear Bachmeier. I think it's Bear Bachmeier. Yeah. Uh-huh. True freshman. He's going to be the starter because, obviously, Retzloff.
Yes.
It was at Tulane now.
Yes.
And he's going to be the starter at Tulane. Yes. So that's kind of sneaky.
Yes.
Tulane's been good for
a few years now. They've been solid,
So he'll be down there playing. And, yeah, Bear Bachmeier is going to wear number 47, which is a weird number for a quarterback.
It's
got to
be
wear.
A family number.
Does it mean something at BYU?
I don't know. But I'm saying
you know how schools have that sometimes?
Yes. But it got to be a family number.
Remember the kid at Michigan that didn't tie his shoes?
Oh.
That wore 98 for a game? Shoestring, they called him. I don't remember his
name. He was a quarterback. He was, he was a quarterback when they beat, when they lost to App State, right?
Mm-mm, that was Henny.
That was Henny.
Henny was the quarterback when they lost to App State.
Robinson.
Yeah. Something Robinson.
Darius Robinson?
Something like that. Yeah, that's very close.
Yeah.
Very, very close. Yeah, he wore 98 for a game because I think that has significance at Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. 47,
Denard, that's what it was.
Denard Robinson. We got there.
Yeah.
We got there. 47 is a weird number for a quarterback. That's all I got.
Yes, it is. That's very weird. So between that and Doug Flutie wearing 22.
Weird.
Who wore 33?
Didn't Hefty Lefty wear 22?
He did wear 22.
Lorenzen wore 22.
There's nothing funnier. Like watching him on TV is one thing. We actually watched him. And watching him, Andy,
did you play him?
Yeah. The whole defense was on his back, and he tossed the ball over his damn head. I would never forget that. Charles and Kendra had him, and he just like lifted his arm and like tossed the ball over his head. Dude was so damn big.
Doesn't that feel
and could
like
move?
A, oh, he was
could
awesome.
Move.
He had a cannon.
Yes.
He was moving around.
Yes.
It was the size of a house.
Dude, that dude was so big.
Doesn't it feel like we'll never get another quarterback?
Yeah, but
like
until
that.
You watch
they would
him,
never let that
like Charles Grant ain't no little dude,
yeah,
man. And watching them
those
next
are
to
NFL
him,
linemen.
Watching him next to that dude, it was like God Almighty.
Man.
Dude, that was so funny. We tossed that ball over his damn shoulder. They had him.
I'm trying to rack my brain on who wore 33. I don't remember.
Or the quarterback at Ohio State.
Did he?
Right?
Okay. I don't know.
It'll come back.
I don't remember. Yeah, we'll get there. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Oh, Devin Brown? Okay. I guess it was Devin Brown when he was at Ohio State. He's the guy that just lost the Cal quarterback job.
Okay.
To the French Samoan guy.
Yeah, that's why I knew it. Devin Brown, yes. I knew it was a Ohio State guy.
Okay. All right. Back page brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers.
I keep forgetting Devin's not a brother. Devin Brown ain't a brother.
Really?
Nope.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would have failed that test also.
All the way. Devin Brown ain't a brother.
It's a white man?
Is it last name Brown or is it just
Is it Brownie? Brownie?
No, that's
not
a description of his
appearance. I know a fair share of brother and white dude Devins.
I don't know a lot. I know like the one in Kansas City, he close to whitest I've ever seen, you know, because Devin like light skin.
Oh, Devin from Kansas
City.
Yeah,
Devin, light skin.
He looks like Aaron Donald.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he built like him, too.
Yeah, kind of looks like Aaron Donald.
I bet, yeah, Devin, like he could squat like the side of a house.
Devin was the same size as Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that's listening.
Yeah, Devin's real squatty.
You've heard Devin from Kansas City call in on the AMA a ton.
And don't
sound. We met him at Twin Peaks. He looks like Aaron Donald.
And don't sound nothing like he looked.
He had a shirt on with holes in it.
Yes.
And we could see his, like, torso underneath. It was an odd look.
Yes. Yes.
He said fashion. That was his answer.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the kids are into all these holy clothes these days.
No, you're right. Devin Brown, I Googled him. That's a white man.
Yep.
Confirmed.
Devin White's a brother.
Huh. Yeah, there you go. That's
blind resume time. 20 extra base hits in 30 games since the All-Star break.
Michael Harris.
All right, so you're saying you watched the game all the way through last night, right?
Real quick,
so
I got to – okay, Wes Durham just sent me the profile of the kid from Cal. He's from Iwi Beach, Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know.
Hawaiian. He's Hawaiian.
Hawaiian's a short trip from what we were talking about.
It's right over there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to –
So basically, Wes Durham is saying, confirming that
yes.
we're right.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, Wes.
The only reason why I brought this up is because Money had another 4-for-4 night last night, awesome. Hit a home run.
I'm not looking for credit, by the way, for watching all 9 innings of the game. I was just saying,
well,
them
so,
playing better
watched,
has gotten
yeah,
me back.
Same. Since you watched all 9, I know you saw the 8th is where I was getting at. And that's the
four
big
hits?
Inning that the Braves had. So Mike comes in, or hits, gets a base hit, his 4th hit of the evening,
yep.
and then gets pinch run for with Eli White.
Yep.
I'm assuming y'all noticed that, and I'm not sure if they brought it up on the broadcast.
Well, yeah, because Eli White came up in the 8th with the bases loaded.
That's what I'm getting at. So when
looking.
Eli White comes up in the 8th, we're like, who in the – why is he hitting?
Right.
And who is he hitting
Please tell
for?
Me why.
So I'm looking through, you know, the lineup and whatnot. I'm getting there. I'm
okay.
getting there.
Yeah, because I'm really agitated by that.
So we figure out that Eli White had been brought in to pinch run for Mike. He wasn't just in there to pinch hit. He had been brought in when Mike got his last hit. Because I was like, wow, righty-righty snit never does that. Mike's a lefty. There was a right-handed pitcher up. So it turns out, look, this post-game sound clip from Snit, if there's not another sound bite that encompasses the entire season as far as, well, look you here, what you got here, you know, just listen to Snit. He gives the reason why he pinch ran for Mike, and then, of course, he comes up in the 8th.
Yeah, I was trying to do him a solid, getting him off his feet. The last thing I thought in my mind was we're going to bat around and his spot come back up. He's played every inning and every game.
It's pretty tough.
And I just thought, you know, give him an extra bat and then get him off his feet.
Come on, Brian.
God, I had no idea we were going to bat around and get back up there. And I'm like, holy cow. Just trying to give the kid a break and blows up. You know, I mean, he could have popped up or whatever. But
Or, you know,
Yeah,
who
I
knows?
Was just trying to – You know, because like I say, he hadn't had any time off or any innings off or anything like that. We're down 8 runs in the 8th inning, and I'm thinking I'll just give him a break. It's kind of just welcome to my world this year.
You know what, Andy, Bo, Abe, I love that man. I do. He's one of my favorite people in sports. I had an opportunity to meet – really am fond of Snit.
Me too.
I'm going to have to call him Brian on that. Damn, Brian.
Yeah.
That boy, that young man is 24 years old. He don't need no rest. As hot as he is, he don't need no rest. And you know, I tell y'all all the time, I don't really like the commentating, everything really don't, whoever's calling the game, I don't really pay that much attention. But yesterday, listening to Frenchie and listening to Glavin talk about Spencer Strider.
It was interesting.
It was, yeah, man.
It was really good.
It was. I was like, because he works hard. And I was like, damn, even they know.
Yep.
And if they talking about
And then CJ Nitkowski had a really good breakdown on Twitter of some of what's going on.
Yeah, it was. I was like, wow.
Bruce Strider.
Trying to listen
as far
to
as Strider goes, I think that if we move into spring training and he's still looking like that, that's when you should be concerned. Now,
yes.
I don't think
yes.
so. He's working through some stuff just like everybody has this season.
But that right there, though, if you didn't know that they're treating the remainder of this season differently, and I get it, it's over. But, like, normally they don't admit that it's over.
Man.
The pinch run and Mike when he's 4-for-4.
But he had
four.
Just played a position player at pitcher in the previous
Understood.
Half inning.
Understood.
You know? So,
again, and I'm not sitting here, look, this it would be disingenuous to get, like, mad about this because that just kind of is where the year is. But, I mean, they're just telling us. Like, that's flat out telling people that they're not, you know.
Well, that's why
they're not 100% committed to winning every game.
That's why you're going to see Strider start if all the rest of his starts, too. If he's pitching badly and they're in a pennant race, then he's not going to be starting. Something's going to be skipped or there's going to be some stuff looked at.
It's crazy, though, that the position in the order came back up, bases loaded, tying run at the plate, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, "What? Why is Eli White coming up?"
And he had already been taken out of the game. There's nothing he could do about it.
He also struck out on three pitches.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, three.
And I don't even think he swung at strike three. So, yep.
And then if you stayed up beyond Braves game and football game, you got to hear this. Y'all already mentioned it.
This show is all about strolling down memory lane. No, not about having hair. It's about throwing a whole bunch at you while having an old school good time. So stay tuned and don't flip out. SportsCenter is next.
Ulrich.
Just made me miss Stu.
That was
100%.
Yes.
One of my first thoughts.
Yes.
He did a great tribute to him.
He did. He did. But when I thought about Stu.
Yeah, those two guys were like, you know, peanut butter and jelly when they were doing SportsCenter. They were inseparable. They were so good.
We'll never be matched.
No. Also love they played the old intro.
Yes. Yes.
Something about that saxophone just feels like the 90s, you know? We need saxophones coming back.
It feels like they're just going to play sports. Highlights,
exactly.
Yes, no takes.
It feels like they're going to give us highlights of all the games that happened, and no one's going to argue about any crap.
Yes, no takes.
Let me gauge y'all's interest here. It's called Sooner Magic Memories, but let's just say maybe it was Husky Magic Memories or Bulldog Magic Memories. Given the Oklahoma Sooners this season are giving offering a program to give fans greater access to the season. All right, price packages start at $461, go all the way up to $692
per game.
Yes, for one game. Now they do include pregame photos, a 50-yard at the 50, a high five tunnel, game ball delivery after the game, and halftime field access. So I guess you can get down there during halftime or whatever. Then you get to attend the post-game press conference. Get exclusive post-game media access for you and one guest to see where real-time reactions unfold.
$461 a person?
Oh, you get two?
Okay.
This session for Oklahoma, Michigan, $692.
Okay.
This does not include your game tickets. This session for the opener versus Auburn, $577. Now, there is a game out there that's $461. That's where they start. Would you pay any amount of money for any of this stuff?
Hell no. Why do I want to go down on the
field? So you get a game ball? Well, of course you wouldn't. You can go down there anyway.
A game ball. It's not the actual
They use, like, how many game balls? Like,
exactly.
It's not the game ball.
They probably found a damn K-ball. They give them a K-ball or something
or
like that.
But it probably made it on the field at least.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it. But I can understand. I can understand that people would.
I mean, that's like the thing that that Jerry does at Jerry World. They did like how are you trying to get ready for a game and it's a damn tour coming through with a damn tour guide.
Right.
And over here we have Dak Prescott's locker. Don't mind him. He's just getting ready for the game.
That's the part of it that is a little weird is that you could go to the post-game press conference.
Yeah.
Just sit there and not say anything.
Yeah,
but just attend it.
Who's going to be that guy?
Oh, somebody's going to be that guy.
over here.
Non-credentialed guy.
Somebody's going to be that guy. But I could see for like a birthday gift for a kid or something like that that loves the team. Maybe
a picture on the field.
Picture on the field. They get a handshake.
In a press conference.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but
I can think of a lot of better ways you could probably have better experiences for $600.
$600?
I can think of a lot of better ways to spend $600.
$600?
But some people just got money to burn.
That is true.
That's great. That's what it all comes down to.
That's what they're basing it on.
I don't believe it's money to burn. I just believe it is like
money to waste.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just financially irresponsible to pay $600 for a damn high five.
Because even if you got it, it's still not a great value.
Yeah, to pay $600 for a high five.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Like, come on, man. And a ball.
And a pick.
And a picture.
They would take me
on the 50.
I'm serious. Like, I don't believe you. How can you prove to me that?
Prove
well,
it
says Oklahoma on the ball. They got those that hit it.
It's authenticated.
Yeah.
By the guy.
It. Prove it. Did he throw it? Mateer throw this ball?
Oh, he put a sticker on it.
They got to hit it, man.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us about half an hour to talk some Georgia football as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.